Friends, now we will discuss about the time management, the very crucial for the branch manager to manage the time for the different activities which is allocated to him. Generally, people are not in habit of managing their time or available time to utilize for the as the desired manner or as the expected manner. So, let us understand as far as the branch manager is concerned, how he will manage his time. Time management. The very purpose of this particular chapter is to know about the concept of time and how it is being used by the bank branch managers. Then, issues in the time management. Then, to understand and organize the branch managers and disorganize the branch managers. And some of the points which are very important to remember for managing the time. These aspects we are going to discuss now in this time management chapter. First, let us understand what is time. No need to define, everybody know what is the time. But the time, the concept, time is the most valuable resource for the manager. It is the most explorable, inelastic element in your life. It cannot be rented, hired, bought or stored. Can you do this? Definitely not. It cannot be rented. It cannot be hired. It cannot be bought. It cannot be stored. Time is a time. It will not wait for anybody. So, the sense of the time is deeply a human and time management is a personal challenge. Time management is a personal challenge. One of the most challenging tasks that the branch manager have today is to discipline their use of time. How he is using his time. The time is an unique personal concept. And to be effective in the managing the time is to be effective in working and living, both. Proper utilization of time requires self-management and self-discipline. If all this covers, that is a time. You cannot control the time, but you can manage your time. How branch manager is using normally the time? Usage of time. Branch manager's working time, normally it is distributed in various activities as under. For the sake of understanding, it is a normal observation. The activities to be undertaken by the branch manager and percentage of time he is spending for those activities. Let us presume that the 100% is the norm. Out of 100%, branch manager for the activity like meeting to the client, 35% of the time he is spending with meeting with the client. Then giving instructions to the staffs, he uses 20% of his time. Then routine checking of the transactions or whatever may be inside the branch premises, 13% time he is utilizing. Correspondence, whoever authorities, customers, whoever it may be. On the correspondence or it may be internal also. He is spending 25% of his time. And for other activities, 5% time he is spending, which is forming 100% utilization of his day's time. What are the issues in the time management? The question that the branch manager may often pose to themselves is about utilization of the time. He himself can ask, have I organized my work situation well? Number two, have I allocated the time for the various demands, or I am to manage the crisis? Have I delegated the work which is required to be done by my subordinates, or I am doing this work? While analyzing these three questions, in the daily time structure, the branch manager has to identify the percentage of time used for. The percentage of the time, not in percentage wise, but the time normally he utilizes for the office work is, office work, time taken to greet the people, exchange the small tasks and having morning cup of tea, then relaxation and lunch hours, meeting the office and personal friends and acquaintance. This is how the branch manager is spending his time. Not expected. What is generated out of this? Nothing. Only you are seeing here, it is time is utilized for the self and not for the development of the organization. This is not falling under the time management perspective of the bank. So then how the time should management should be effective, make it effective? How it can be made effective? Yes. Number one is scheduling the time. What is meant by the scheduling the time? First, you diarize and notebook. Mobile phones nowadays serve as a purpose, are the basic tools of the time planning and scheduling. You use the diary, use the notebook, use the mobile. But branch manager should be in habit of managing or scheduling his time. Daily, weekly, monthly time schedule should be done to ensure that effective use of the time. All the activities during the week, during the fortnight or during the month should be scheduled properly. And branch managers may have to feeling that taking notes and daily planning are too much like being back into the school. That should not be a thinking. Thinking is something different, and requirement of execution of certain work in the office is a different. For managing the time, if you are noting in the diary, doesn't mean that you are going back to the school. That is incorrect practice. So, modern day technology, if you utilize it, perhaps branch manager may not feel that he is going back to the school. They may plan their work to be done during the day in order to priority and categorize them in four simple categories. How to manage the time by the branch manager? First thing, he has to distribute or divide his work according to urgent and important. Number two, important but not urgent. Number three, work which only they may do. And number four, the work which he can delegate to others. So the four categories: one, urgent and important; second one, important but not urgent; third, work he himself can do; and work which he can delegate to others. These four categories, if the time is distributed, perhaps he will succeed in effectively managing the available time for him. They may plan to use the best working time to do their most difficult task requiring utmost concentration. So difficult task definitely requires a proper attention. So to utilize the time, much time, better time for resolving the important and difficult issues pertaining to the bank. They may plan to use the best working time to do their most difficult task requiring utmost concentration. The time which he feels that this is the proper time where I can concentrate properly and I can take up the issue which is difficult. I can sort out that issue. He should think in that way. To understand the capabilities of the juniors and assigning the responsibility to them is the job of the branch manager. Underestimating the potential or overestimating the potential of your subordinate staffs is wrong. Properly judging for the purpose of delegation of certain activities is a must. If you are not in position to delegate your work to your subordinates, then perhaps you are failing in your assignments. You are not a good branch manager. Work which is important but not urgent and can be delegated to the second line or to subordinate, delegate that work to him. Assign that responsibility to him. He will do it. Identify the time wasters. Out of 10 people or 20 people in the branch, all are not continuously working. There, the time lag is always there. Some are working, some are pretending that they are working, and some are the time wasters. So, and minimizing them as a zero. That means the corrective action has to be taken by the branch managers for such a kind of people who are not working. Then always aware that the time so spent will never be retrieved. So, to spend it judiciously, profitability, and develop a consciousness for the time. Then only you can effectively manage the time. We have two categories of the branch manager. One is organized branch manager and another one is disorganized branch manager. Organized branch manager, he is a discipline. He is a model for others. How he takes or how he utilizes his time, it is very interesting to see how he does his time management. The organized branch managers are those who delegate the works to their subordinates and deal in major issues only. Similarly, their meetings are well planned. They are popular with their customers for the prompt redressal of their problems. How they are utilizing their time? Let us understand activity-wise and days percentage-wise. See, meeting the client, he is spending his 25% of time. Giving instruction, 10%. Routine checking, only 10%. Correspondence, only 10%. Then planning and business development is spending more time, that is 13%. Problem solving, 10%. And attending telephones, only 5%. Reading, 5%. Thinking, 5%. Relaxing, 5%. And total comes to 100%. So all these activities he is doing, but he is managing his time in such a way that first priority he is giving to the meeting, to the clients, and second priority he is giving for the planning and business development. That is the way how the business can be generated, because clients are on the topmost and the business development followed by the client meeting. So almost 38 to 40% of his day's time goes for the business development. 60% time for all other activities distributed unevenly. But with a proper planning. What happens in the disorganized branch manager? Disorganized branch managers, the common features are they are unaware of their concept and value of the time as it is non-recoverable resources. Their table and drawers are full of pending papers. They sit late in the office on a regular basis. They are workaholic, take home the work every day. Their briefcase is bursting at the seams. It is never possible for them to take 100% of the correct decisions. Yet, the fear of making the wrong decisions delays the decision making. They are who cannot say no to a request and take up more work than they handle. These are the qualities of disorganized branch manager. They are unaware of who are the time wasters and are rushed from one deadline to another, ruled by the morning mails and telephones. Only he is captured, he is trapped into these activities. They handle several jobs at a time without ascertaining the priorities. They are disorganized in their approaches and do not have the clear perspective of the various jobs on hand, and the time required for each job is very confused person. They pay too much attention to the details, ensuring that nobody can ever possibly prove them responsible for their mistakes. They are unpunctual in habit and always late to the office, takes long lunch hours, and they never learn the need and art of delegation of the work. Lastly, these are some of the better points to remember you for better time management. How you manage your precious time. Define the essential of their job in terms of the objective and not as an activities. Define work as per the objective and not as activity wise. Try to create a demanding but realistic deadline for the work on hand. Otherwise, work has a tendency to expand and fill up your available time. Keep on analyzing the time structure from the diary note they have prepared to see that the time is used profitably. They never do the work themselves, which can be safely delegated to others. They learn to ration their own time and also their staff's time, particularly those with whom they interact most every day. They arrange their work and assignments in such a way that they have large block of time left for the difficult tasks such as planning, report writing, problem analysis and deciding the strategy and directions. They also plan your time so that the top priority items are dealt with when you are doing your best. They let everybody around them know that they are disapproved and the wastage of time. They discover others' prime time too and assign the most exciting task to it. They encourage the enthusiasm. It makes the people work faster. They view each day and every work as whether they are irrelevant or are capable of postponement. The review of the work. They know that right amount of pressure to a task brings a speed and high performance, but then too much of this and things may go wrong. So this is all about the time management, and in addition to that, there are few points which invariably require to be remembered is the development of the habit of conducting the brief meeting, educate the staff and the customers, encourage and understand the value of the time, then understand the own organization, people and its culture, and they constantly ask, how much time will we need for particular assignments? They know that if they can manage their own time properly, then they will, by their example, inspire the confidence in your staff. With this, I'm completing the chapter of time management. Thank you very much.